All right, and there you have it. It is a whole gosh darn wine cellar media thing. Mm-hmm. We're all excited about it. Get the old YouTuberino video going, and the two and the one, and there it goes. Neighbor. All right. Monday. I did do an upload. I did not do a morning wine cellar. I just took some content that we made on Sunday.
Yes.
And Phoenix Kalita did have a tough weekend, and I didn't want to do a whole lot without her. It was a very bad weekend. Phoenix Kalita was indeed sick, and Phoenix Kalita does have the histoplasmosis.
Yes.
And had some pretty wicked inflammation.
Yeah, it was
and
fun.
It hurts a great deal. But Phoenix Kalita is also now on the board of SWAP.
Yes.
And so if you look at the Patreon.com, I did change up a little bit. Like this, it should under the goals now. We had it originally set at $600 a month, and Phoenix Kalita will be able to get out of that office job and come do this.
Right.
And now Phoenix, but we tested it a little early, right? Because we were about $60 from it.
Right.
My bad. We went bold. We were about $160 from it. But with, like, the folks that hit up the PayPal and whatnot, we were like, let's gamble it, let's risk it. And you've been out of that job. I don't remember what month you left. Was it September, August?
I think it was August.
August. Phoenix Kalita left that gig.
Yes.
All right. And it's March now, and we've been sustaining. It's been grisly at times. It's been a little grisly. Yes. I mean, but, like, the car breaking down didn't help.
Right.
You know. So now the next goal is, well, Phoenix Kalita is like fully in. She can do content. She's with SWAP. She can do activism. She's on the local chapter board.
Oh, no, the national board.
The fucking national board? Mm-hmm. Okay, Phoenix Kalita is among the goddamn leadership. I didn't even know that shit. So this is the big cheese right here. Phoenix Kalita is with SWAP.
Yes.
But it's not a very high-paying gig.
It's not a very high-paying gig.
No, but
you're paying for it with joy and activism.
Yeah. So there's a what is it called? A stipend.
Yeah, stipend.
Yeah, a small stipend will come in.
Right.
And that's a fair deal. And so the Patreon has changed. Now the goal, it's up there. It's 1,500.
Right.
You know, but. Hell, we get a fucking 1,000 people to sign up for a couple of beans.
Right, exactly. You know? If we had 1,000 people signing up for $5 a month.
Yeah, 900, 800. Yeah, like, it could get there. And the idea now is to get me back to part-time work.
Right.
And then, of course, from there, get me to out of the factory altogether. And then I can be more with Phoenix and activism. Like, I can fucking, you know, I have laboring skills. I got a lot of energy. Like, I should put that shit to activism.
You can carry the tables at events.
Yeah, I can fix broken shit.
You can.
Yeah, like, broken machinery and appliances and shit. You get put me in, coach. And I have my own tools.
Mm-hmm.
A fair deal of them. And Teflon tape.
A lot of tools.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of tools. And, we got in accessories and... some experience and know-how, and I'd like to put that more for activism than corporatism,
yes,
which is where it goes now.
Okay. Right.
So, yeah, the idea now would be try to get back to the Monday through Thursday work schedule, and then Monday through Wednesday, Monday and Tuesday, Monday, and then none days.
Yes.
Yeah, and then it just...
and full-time wine cellar.
Yeah.
And then also that would allow full-time for the plan about... incorporating other people into the wine cellar.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I need to give Fallon Matthew a part-time job.
Right.
She just wrote some dope shit that we reposted. Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, it's up there. It's a high dollar amount, but we'll just keep reaching out to folks and pumping out dope content that maybe make folks want to sign up.
Right.
Righto. That was a long-ass preamble. Like, we went through a whole Toni Braxton instrumental on that. That was a lot.
It happens sometimes.
You know, but folks, you know, gotta give them the old update-a-reno there.
Right.
And then we go to where it's not cool, right? Kind of an ill way to jump off right off of that. This is not funny. And, well, that's why we have our trigger warnings.
Yeah. Also, right. This is like,
yo,
an update. We've covered this story before.
No shit.
We covered it when it happened like 2 or 3 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Well, let's dig into, I see whales. I see BBC, which is British Broadcast. If you search it, always type in British Broadcast. Mm-hmm. All right. So, undercover police, women were victims of coordinated rape. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Well, what we already know is true. Let's work with the old glaucoma here. Mm. All right. So, a woman who found out her partner was a policeman paid to spy on her. A group of activists has said she is the victim of a conspiracy to rape. I think the Woman's Hour covered this, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they interviewed this person. If I have the story straight, let's dig into it. Rosa and another woman have spoken of feeling betrayed after falling in love with men who turned out to be spies. Yeah, they were interviewed on BBC Woman's Hour.
Yeah, we covered the story because some sex workers brought it to my attention, actually.
No shit.
Yeah.
All right, so the update. Let's see what's happening here. An ongoing public inquiry into undercover policing has seen several women get apologies and compensation. The police said officers, which is redundant wording, the police said that they them damn selves,
right,
who had long-term sexual relationships. I do see that because that's not informed consent. That is indeed rape.
Yes.
Who had long-term sexual relationships with their targets, quote, abused their positions.
Yeah, you fucking think?
Again, it's your language. And this is the UK. This is where your language came from. Mm. Say the word that you invented. Rape. Quote, if you put all these things together, you have a team of officers conspiring to rape. End quote from Rosa, the victim. Not her real name. And Rosa told the BBC Wales Investigates, she discovered the man she thought was her longtime partner was a paid police spy. Quote, they know there was no informed consent. Oh, they're saying what I... All right, good. Well, all right, we're all the way here.
We're at the same page now.
Yes. It's the whole gang of them. There's no other way of terming it for me than a gang. You've got mentors, you've got handlers, a whole back room of people monitoring and directing it would seem their relationships, their activities. Now, so that's just like mass conspiracy to commit rape so that they can what? Catch somebody stealing a diamond? What are they looking for, Carmen Sandiego? What the fuck are they looking for?
So basically it was like... quote-unquote, you know, SJW activist groups. And so the police went undercover into these circles, and to be fully accepted into these circles, they figured the best way was to start dating women who were in these circles, right? So, of course, they're having sex with these women. These women think these guys are activists. They think they're, you know, like, male feminists and anti-racist activists and, you know, income inequality activists and whatnot. And they're actually cops the whole time just monitoring people because police don't actually like it when, you know, people oppose the system, really. So they were doing that, and like they were very fucking casual about it too, because I remember quotes from the officers. They were like, yeah, we were having sex with them, but they're just like promiscuous in those circles, it's okay, it's just what you do, like kind of like very fucking cavalier attitude about it. It was horrible. Again, actually the story is so old, I had the Phoenix Kalita account on Facebook.
Fuck,
that's how old the story is.
Yeah, like, I think I did not have one dashi. I was definitely still in Florida. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ. All right, so it continues. For the first time, Rosa and another woman, both from Wales, have revealed on camera the full story of how they became involved in intimate relationships, which seemed genuine, but were in fact charades as police forces infiltrated groups they thought needed monitoring. That's the whole... We just want to look at people that don't like racism.
Right.
This is where the taxpayer dollars are going.
Yeah.
Very useful.
Like, go, can you go fucking infiltrate some white supremacists or something? Like, what the shit?
No, they are the white supremacists. Nigga, they know who they are.
Fuck. And as far as I know, nobody from these groups has been arrested for, like, what domestic terrorism or shooting at police or what the fuck ever. Like, because that's why they're investigating. It was like, well, they might be dangerous because they're leftists and they're activists. I heard none of these niggas been arrested since this whole thing went down.
Mm-hmm. So, I think I need to call this segment, uninformed consent is rape. No, wait. Yeah, without informed consent, you have rape. I think I just want to call it that and just put it out there. Hashtag it, good cops. Let's see. BBC Wales Investigates, which I think is just the name of the sort of journalist crew out there.
Mm-hmm.
They have spoken to people and groups across the country, coming to terms with finding out the men who posed as friends, fellow campaigners, and in some case lovers, were living a lie. In 2000, this is not new.
Nope.
In 2000, the guy was 17. I'm 35 now.
Mm-hmm.
Rosa spent 3 months in South Africa looking for, she was trying to find him, Jim Sutton,
mm-hmm.
the man she was in love with. The trouble with was that man didn't fucking exist. I remember her telling a story on the Woman's Hour podcast.
Yep.
And which, fun fact about the Woman's Hour podcast, when it started, it was hosted by a man.
Ha!
Yeah.
So it was like the reverse of the Honey Badgers.
Oh, Jesus Christ. just so folks get the context, you've heard of MRAs, men's rights activists.
Mm-hmm.
They had a podcast that I think they kicked off in, if I remember right, 2014, because they had like the one Karen from Canada,
mm-hmm.
Somebody named like Blue or some shit like that. It was three cis women, and they, and they had them as the Honey Badgers, and they would do their show and they would talk their right wing bullshit. And then they started having more cis men as guests on their program.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just reached a point where the cis men started doing opening monologues and then doing long segments. And I've quite literally heard episodes where the cis women aren't on there at all. And then, in all irony, I'm a progressive, let trans women speak up. But they bring in a trans woman who's also, of course, a fucking ideological right-winger.
Right.
So it's like, yeah. And it just, like, those three cis women that started it, by the time I stopped listening to the program in 2017,
mm-hmm.
they were nowhere to be fucking found.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the men needed a platform. Men don't have enough platforms.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Especially not... under a voice for men.
No.
That is clearly not a voice for men.
It was not.
Oh, Jesus. This world is nuts, so. Excuse my ableist language there. Ah, Jesus Christ over there, buddy. All right. I don't know how much further the article goes, but let's see what we have with our time. So she met him in a London pub. So what this is really doing is giving the story of how they got together.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see what the real update is, which is what really that they're getting, I keep wanting to say the word reparations.
Yeah, they're getting,
they got compensation. Payments,
yeah.
They got apologies.
Settlements. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and pretty much the rest of the article really is recapping the story. Yeah, it's just recapping, mm-hmm. and it's putting their, these men's pictures up, which, that's why I definitely need to link to this. If you are anybody on earth, look out for these motherfuckers.
Right.
If you are Antifa, you know, I ain't encouraging nothing. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a good time. Everybody's having fun.
Yes.
Come on. Doobie-doo. Mm-hmm. And this is indeed a free segment from the fully produced episode on the patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. And even if you're not interested in the fully produced episode and you just like getting what comes in the regular feed, hey, we got the old offering plate that we pass around the congregation at paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam.